Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know how else to put it. I feel numb. I can't believe everything happened so quick. They were so, to me, we know that they were so scared that he was getting better because we had now doctors, not just any doctors, great doctors, a doctor who actually graduated from the University of Michigan with honors. I can't pronounce his name, but he was in the media today. He flew in from Pittsburgh. We had Bobby Schindler flew in from Florida. We had Christine come from Washington, D.C., the I can't think of it, some law firm. They didn't get to hear nothing of our side, how my son's liver enzymes have gotten better. A Dr. Byrne, who's an expert in brain death and stuff like that, looked at Bobby's medical records and said he's definitely not brain dead. And we knew that he would come out of it in time because he wasn't getting worse. They told us after they told us after the second day that all his organs would shut down. That never happened. We went on 2 weeks of where they were starving him, only giving him sugar water. I had to fight with the lawyer, Bill, to get Bobby nutrition. Once he started getting nutrition, his liver enzymes got better. Another thing that brain dead people don't do is regulate their own body temperature. All his levels were stable, his sodiums, his blood pressure, his pulse, his heart was beating on his own. He would have came out of it, and the University of Michigan knows that he would have came out of it. And they were more scared because it would affect their egos. And then once you have a big head honcho doctor, as we like to refer to him as Dr. Death, who makes his final call and plays God, everyone has to follow him. But we found in the nick of time the best doctors to come and give their testimony. None of it was even looked at because it was thrown out this morning. And by the time I got back to the hospital, my lawyer was on the case, drove to Lansing in person to get it filed. They were ready to do the test instantly. They had security, cops with guns. We've never given them one hard time. If people had a problem with us fighting for our son's life, that's on them. But I was never going to quit for my son, and I fought to the very end. And I'm going to keep telling this story. We're going to make it a law, Bobby's law, where no parent should have to be put in the situation where they have to beg to keep their child on life support for the time being until they have time to heal. They performed the test way too soon. Everything about it was wrong. It happened so fast. I've been feeling helpless since the night this happened. I haven't been home to my house since the 21st, the 22nd. And now I'm with my family. I'm with my family because I can't be alone. But it's surreal. I can't comprehend. It hasn't hit me that I'm never going to come home to my Bobby again. I fought. I feel like I let him down because I tried so hard. I feel like I didn't fight hard enough.
Do you, you were saying you're considering pushing for a law in the state. Do you also plan to file a case against the university hospital?
Well, the University of Michigan told my lawyer, while my lawyer was on his way, they knew that he was going to make something happen, and he was going to make it happen quick. They didn't give to him even time for anything. And as he said, the papers were in the judge's hands. We came in and tried to stop it. His dad came in to tell him, and they had already pulled the plug and unhooked everything. And he was like, he tried giving him CPR, and they were going to remove him from the room. They were going to forcefully remove him because he said, hook him back up. He's got more time. We have places. We have a few places that were ready to accept him. We just needed time. And they didn't even wait. They weren't going to let my kids in the room. They told me it was going to happen at 2 no matter what. And my dad was stuck in traffic because he had to get all the kids from school so they can come say bye to their brother for the last time. who's been improving. They were so scared that he's going to wake up and make a liar out of them, and everybody would really start to question their practices. We're going to make it a law where no parent has to go through what I had to go through. No parent should have to fight and beg to keep their child on life support, on a ventilator. His heart was beating on his own. He was weaned off of so many medications. He was getting better, and we've been reading about it and talking to experts that said it takes time, and they looked at his thyroid test, and it all shown that his pituitary gland, his brain was working. He just needed time, and they were in such a rush. They knew they had to do it quick because they knew that the lawyer was making something happen. And Bobby Schindler, who is an advocate, Terry Shrivo's brother, they have a foundation where they help people like us. They removed him from the room forcefully when he was coming in trying to tell them the information that he just had for them to stop, and they removed him.
What
we had to fight to get Bobby nutrition. We had to fight to get the medical records. They did for them saying that they were willing to facilitate, they did everything, and then they spooked. We had a place in Arizona that accepted him as he was, seeing all his medical records. Not only did he see his medical records, he seen the medical records from the beginning. He didn't even get the recent ones. And he was willing to take them as is, knew that he was on a breathing machine, and said that he would give him a trach when he got down there, because the trach was something that was important for him in order to be transported, something the University of Michigan refused to give him. And once they performed that second test against our will, they issued his certificate of death, and then they just gave us a matter of minutes. Rushed the priest that was praying for us, standing over us, hovering, just can't wait to pull the plug on my son. When the paperwork was, Jose walked in 2 minutes after and said, stop, don't do nothing. We got the paperwork. It's been filed. And we were begging them to revive him. They want to do it. But that's all I have to say so far. But I'm going to keep telling Bobby's story, and I'm going to try to help other mothers in the future who, God forbid, get put in the same situation as me, and you want to fight for your kid's life, and the doctor takes your rights away from you. My son's life matters.
I was going to ask on that, in terms of that law, what would you like in place that you think would have helped you and help others?
That they have to wait at least 28 days before they perform any type of brain test or scan, because the apnea test is something that they perform when you get there, and you don't even have no idea what it is. You think it's a test that's helping your kid. Actually, they already know that he's on a needs help breathing, and they unplug the machine and suffocate you for 10 minutes and cause more brain damage. And they didn't do nothing to offer my son any type of treatment that would help his brain function. You know, like, they tried telling me that the food would cause problems, but after 3 days, his liver enzymes were better. I hear them every day tell me on rounds how everything's been stable for the past days. He wasn't getting worse. They told me his organs would shut down after 2 days. That was a lie. They pressured us in the beginning for organ donation constantly until we had the lawyers make them back off. And they just took my son so fast today from right underneath us. And once again, I've been feeling helpless since tonight. He suffered his asthma attack and cardiac arrest, and it's been a nightmare every day. And now it just keeps getting worse, because now my son's never going to come home.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.